our very special phone-in guest right now. Joining us is a Arsenal scout and a youth coach for Sporting CP in Portugal, and he's also been a former professional soccer player in the Barclays Premier League, playing for clubs such as Arsenal, West Ham, Southampton, Fulham, etc. Is Luis Boamarte. How's it going today, Luis?
Hello, good afternoon. You okay?
Thank you so much for joining us today on such short notice.
My pleasure. Okay.
All right, so let's go straight into it. So, over the weekend, you're actually involved in the Arsenal Legends game versus Milan Galore. So, can you talk to us about how what your experience was playing with the likes of the Robert Perez, Freddie Ljungberg, Jens Lehmann, David Seaman, and as well as Arsene Wenger himself? So, can you tell us about your experience over the weekend?
I think the most important it was the interaction between ex-players and ex-teammates. But the most important was the cause, where we were looking to get much money as possible for the kids, to build the field for the kids in Jordan and Ethiopia. So, and the field as well around North London. It was really, really important for us to do that. And of course, it was an amazing experience to be again. It was my first time playing for with Arsenal jersey on Emirates Stadium. Because all the other memories being at Highbury.
Fantastic. And you know, you've played, as I mentioned, for some of the best clubs in the Premier League. We go down the list, you know, Fulham, where you had your longest stint. You were actually a captain there. You played with West Ham and Arsenal. So talk to me about, like, your favorite experiences as a player playing in one of the most decorated football leagues in the world, and, you know, some of your favorite moments during your time as a player.
My favorite moment has to be, like, when I joined Arsenal and won the double on my first season. Then the memorable goal against Chelsea.
Ah, there it is.
So this is two of the greatest moments due to the circumstances. Like when I joined Arsenal, it was all coming from a different club, different environment, completely different. Then suddenly I'm there with the top manager and the top players that I used to admire. So different. And when I joined Fulham, then it was good to like make a lot of friends as well. And with the English club, were there 6.5 years. Really, really epic memories. And of course, that game against Chelsea. As well, we don't get many chances to beat Chelsea. Though, so we won that game. So it was a different feeling.
Fantastic. And also, when you came to the English game, can you tell us about how different it was compared to other leagues, such as in Portugal or in Spain or any other league? Because a lot of players say when they come to the English league, it's a lot more fast-paced and physical. So can you tell us just about your experience in the league?
Yeah, of course. The game is completely different. A lot. The intensity is really, really high. It's exactly as we see in TV. Sometimes we get tired just to watch the ball traveling left to right, you know. In reality, it's exactly the same, you know. The game is so fast, the intensity is so high, adrenaline going through your body is an amazing experience.
Right, no, absolutely. You know, I completely agree. And, you know, the Premier League is a complete different animal. You know, we know about the Spanish league is more about finesse, and then the Premier League is more about physicality. You know, a lot of players that have gone from the Spanish and leagues such as the French league or League One going to the English Premier League, they've gotten better as a player. For example, Mesut Ozil, who's currently an Arsenal player, I think has gotten better from that, adding physicality to his game, building his body a little bit, becoming more mentally stronger in that aspect. But you know, you were also, you know, as a professional player, you played with the Portuguese national team from 2001 to 2009, if I'm not mistaken. And as we well know, Portugal made a lot of headline news this year for winning the Euro 2016 against France in that memorable final. And, you know, you were part of that 2004 Portugal team that had a heartbreaking, just heartbreaking loss, and nobody saw it, to Greece in the final, where the Euros was hosted in your home country of Portugal. So talk to me about how you felt when Portugal won the Euros this year after that experience, that dreadful experience you guys had in 2004.
In 2004, just want to correct you, that I didn't make the final squad. I played the game, the friendly game, prior to the competition, the main competition. Then I didn't get called up to the competition. But I suffer like them.
Right.
When you watch that from outside, and you are powerless, you know, then you just keep suffering. And of course, we probably said that was our best chance to win a major competition.
Mm-hmm.
But we end up winning this season, 2016. So of course that we were all pleased. We did go hurt, and we felt hurt when Greece took the trophy off us.
Right.
When we were playing home, the same way then the French people felt this time.
Mm-hmm.
We went to France and we took the trophy off them. But football is about that, as you never know, because just before the final, probably in 2004, all would say, okay, we lost to Greece in the first game, the opening game of the competition.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to lose to them again on the last day of the competition. So this is going to be our time, and we got beat. And against France was the same. France played extremely well. Portugal wasn't playing so well, but it's been really, really effective, like gained the result. And at the end of the day, a match that could be a French game, you know, that France will win, and all this, we end up winning and win the competition. So football is like that. But I can tell you that in 2004,
mm-hmm.
it was really, really hard, you know. We felt the pain, you know.
Right. No, I completely understand. Excuse me for that factual error. But, you know, as you mentioned, you are, you know, Portuguese, and I'm, you know, that must have hurt you just as much. And speaking, you know, of the final, most people remember the 2004 final, not necessarily because of Greece having that Cinderella run, but also because of how Cristiano Ronaldo, we know him with the whole crying tears and the memes that came across from that. And obviously he didn't play in the Euro. Actually, he did play in the first couple minutes, but then he got injured and had to be subbed out, and he was crying as well. But you've played with, you know, Ronaldo on the Portuguese national team. So talk to me about the level of growth that you've seen from him, from the time that you played from him to what he is today, and the career and the legacy that he's kind of built up both at Madrid and for Portugal, finally winning that first big international tournament, and also some special traits that you saw in Ronaldo back in the day.
But I don't think I need to speak much about it, because everyone can see what he's capable to do and what it has been done. I think what he was missing on his resume was one major tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So he ended up winning now in 2016. So I think we know that he'll be fighting with Messi, you know, in the next few years, all the time for the best player, top player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But